I became what I am today at the age of 12, on a frigid, overcast day in the winter of 1975, is the first sentence of the novel The Kite Runner by Khalid Hosseini. It takes place in Afghanistan before the coup which toppled King Zahir Shah in 1973, during the Russian occupation in the 1980s, and the reign of the Taliban until 2001. The Kite Runner follows the fortunes of two young men, Amir, the son of a wealthy man in Kabul, and Hassan, the son of the wealthy man's servant. Its author, Khalid Hosseini, was born in Kabul. He was the son of a diplomat who received political asylum in the United States in 1980. He's also a doctor, and The Kite Runner is his first novel. He's in the studio. Welcome to you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Can you describe your own childhood in Kabul? What was it like?
I had a wonderful childhood in Kabul because I grew up in Afghanistan during an era which is largely forgotten, the mid-1960s to the mid-1970s. I was the oldest of five children, and my father was a diplomat and worked for the foreign ministry, and we lived a comfortable, not privileged, but probably a comfortable life in the northern part of Kabul.
Mm-hmm. What games did you play? What food did you eat? Did you go to movies? I mean, were you influenced at all by things American at that time?
Yes. As I mentioned in the novel, Amir and Hassan are big moviegoers, and they love movies, and I grew up with a love for old Westerns. So I grew up on The Magnificent Seven, and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and John Wayne, and all that stuff. And I played soccer, and we flew kites. A lot of kite flying, especially in the months of winter. And of course, we fought kites. We didn't just fly them, being Afghans. We had to find some way of fitting war in there somehow. We strung our string through ground glass and glue, so the strings became very, very sharp. And then we flew our kites way up, and then off you go. And the objective is to cut the other guy's line and set his kite loose. And that's sort of how I came up with the title of the book, The Kite Runner. It's sort of a term that I invented.
Yeah. Amir does the flying of the kites, and Hassan is a champion kite runner.
He is.
And the two of them have these adventures. And Amir is the son of a Pashtun.
Right.
Hassan, we are told, is the son of a Hazara. What are the differences?
Well, the Pashtuns are the majority in Afghanistan. They've essentially run the country since about 1747, and the monarchy ended in 1973, and that's when that particular line was cut. The Hazaras are a minority in Afghanistan. Two things separate them from the other various ethnicities. Number one is that they look different. They're descendants of the Mughal Empire that settled in Afghanistan probably in the 13th century, although it's debatable exactly where they came from. And the second is that they're Shia Muslims, unlike most Afghans who are Sunni Muslims. And the Hazaras have traditionally been one of the oppressed minorities in Afghanistan throughout the centuries, often at the hands of the central government, who was maybe careless at best and oppressive at worst against them.
Not just the government, though, but in society,
yes,
too. They are looked down. They are the servant class, essentially.
They mostly worked as low-grade civil servants and manual laborers and that sort of thing.
Was part of the dynamic that you were trying to create in this novel that dynamic between the privileged and the underprivileged?
Yeah. In fact, I said earlier that my memories of Afghanistan were very warm and fuzzy and lyrical and all that, and that's true. But I also remember growing up in Kabul that I was very acutely aware of who I was and where I fit in that society. And I was aware that there were opportunities for me to go places and be things that didn't necessarily exist for, say, the cook's children or the gardener's boy. And when I sat down to write this novel, the notion of people living under the same roof and eating the same food and yet somehow be separated by these enormous gaps really appealed to me.
Mm. There's a closeness between the two boys. Both have lost their mothers. for example.
Yes.
And both are obviously the same age, and both were breastfed by the same woman. So
right.
There's the saying that you keep saying that you can't get any closer. You also bring up another plot line in the novel where Amir's father, Baba, almost treats Hassan more like a son than he does Amir as mm-hmm. a son. And this is another dynamic that you set up.
Well, it's a patriarchal society, and fatherhood particularly is a revered institution. You know, your father is, the dynamics between fathers and sons are based on esteem and respect and etiquette and so on. You know, dad is not somebody who, you know, slaps you on the butt when you hit a triple. You know, it's you have your mother's love, but you earn your father's. And Amir feels that in a very difficult way.
Amir betrays Hassan, and his guilt ends up leading to all kinds of changes in the family, which culminate in Hassan moving away from the house. And Amir and his father escape to America, because by now we're at the time of the Soviet occupation, and they moved to Northern California, where there is an Afghan community. You did the same thing. You, not quite in the same way as it happens in the novel, but nonetheless, what was your adjustment like in California?
I think fairly similar. Coming to America was difficult on my parents because they already had established lives, identities. They were professionals. Soon after we moved, we were sitting around one day. It was just around Christmas time, and we were entertaining Afghan guests. And the door bell rang. Suddenly, a procession of Boy Scouts came into the house with canned food and used toys and hand-me-down clothes. And it was very sweet of them, but it was mortifying for my parents because they were on the giving end of charity usually, and this was very difficult for them. And it was very soon after that that my father went down to the welfare office and volunteered us out of welfare, and he took on a series of low-paying jobs. There's a scene in the book where Baba volunteers Amir and himself out of welfare, and that was something that I think lifted directly out of real life.
Were you able to go back to Afghanistan?
Yes, I went back in March of this year.
Of this year?
Yes.
What did you see?
It was beautiful. It was demoralizing. It was devastating and awe-inspiring. All those things. I mean, Kabul is like this, you know, this patchwork of really beautiful things and really horrific things. I got off the airplane, was in the car, and the car was mobbed by a mob of little beggars, little boys, and they were shoving their hands into the car, and of course I was handing out money, and one of them didn't get any money, and he let out this cry that I won't ever forget, and that first day was in my ears the whole day. And I remember thinking to myself, how am I going to last 2 weeks in this place? This is unbearable.
So what do you hope an American audience gets from reading your novel, The Kite Runner?
Well, my primary concern as a writer is I hope this story resonates with people, and that it emotionally is a story that people will think about long after it's done. But I also, from more than just a literary interest, I also hope that it gets people to keep talking about Afghanistan and to remember that Afghanistan is still there and that there are problems of, you know, Homeric proportions still there, and that, you know, Afghanistan still needs the long-term international commitment and so on. So if it achieves anything toward that end in even a small way, I think it will have been worthwhile.
Khaled Hosseini, his debut novel, The Kite Runner, is published by Riverhead Books. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.